is WCWP, Brookville, your community public radio station. Serving the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We begin on the other side of the continent with Bossa Nova, California by Lawson Rollins.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan. That was Pat Metheny with a slower version of Better Days Ahead, which he wrote for his Pat Metheny group back in 1989. This slow version was recorded 30 years later, mid-September 2019, at Sony Hall in Manhattan, and released, physically anyway, on October 22nd, 2021, on Side Eye NYC version 1.4, Roman numeral 4. Pat played electric guitar and guitar bass, James Francis on piano and keyboard, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. Before that, acoustic and nylon string guitar by Lawson Rollins on his song Bossa Nova, California from Rise, released on September 17th. The title track is not a cover of Herb Alpert, who we'll hear in a little while. Lawson wrote all the songs on Rise and on Bossa Nova, California. Besides acoustic and nylon string guitars, he also played keyboards. Four musicians backed him up: Dan Feisley on electric bass, Joseph Hebert on cello, Mads Tolling on violin and viola, and Dave Bryant on drums and percussion. Before we get to Herb Alpert, we go back to 2019, the year Side Eye was recorded, for another guitarist, Tom Rotella. Like Pat Metheny, Tom plays electric guitar on an equally slow cover of 4 on 6 by Wes Montgomery. Herb Alpert on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with a cover of Yesterday by the Beatles from Catch the Wind, released on September 17th, the same day as the unrelated Rise by Lawson Rollins. Of course, Herb Alpert had a song called Rise back in 1979. Like most Beatles tunes, Yesterday was a Lennon-McCartney composition, John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Herb was on flugelhorn and Joachim Vandersag played everything else, keyboards, programming, and sound design. Before that, Tom Rotella with another 1960s cover, 4 on 6, by Wes Montgomery from Storyline in 2019. 4 on 6 has three times the personnel as Yesterday. Tom on electric guitar, Mitchell Foreman on Rhodes piano, Trey Henry on acoustic bass, Bob Shepard and Dan Higgins on bass clarinet, Bob had the solo, Nick Mancini on vibraphone, and Jimmy Branley on drums. Another song where one person plays most of the instruments leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
I hate mornings.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Leading off segment two, Kim Pencil with You Heard the Man.
Hi, I'm Game Dave, busy getting digitally distracted, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. gamerdave.org.
Thank you, Game Dave. That was Gamer David Sanborn with JT, as in his good buddy James Taylor, from Close Up in 1988. David played tenor sax, Richard T. was on piano, Ricky P. Terson on electric piano, Jeff Miranov on acoustic guitar, Andy Newmark on drums, and the song's composer, Marcus Miller, on reel and synth bass, electric guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. Before that, Kim Pencil with his composition, When You Were Mine, the title track to his 1994 album. Like Joachim van der Sag with Herb Alpert, Kim played nearly everything, piano, keyboards, synth bass and brass, and drum programming. He wasn't alone, as Kevin Turner played electric guitar and Curtis King sang the title, When You Were Mine. I've been saying this for 20 years, but I really love Kim's piano solo at the end. Too bad it fades out. This song ends with a percussion solo by George Jinda. It's George's and Chiele Minucci's band Special Effects with Formal Invitation, which is free to the public.
Hi, this is Chiele Minucci of Special Effects, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And don't forget how to pronounce Mike's name. It's Chimeri, like Chiele, not Chimeri or Chiele.
Got it?
You got it, dude. Sorry, been watching Full House on HBO Max. Special Effects with Formal Invitation from Slice of Life in 1986, the year Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen were born. George, they played Michelle. George Jinda, whose percussion solo closed the song, wrote Formal Invitation with Saatchi. Saatchi didn't play, but besides George on percussion, the aforementioned Chiele Minucci played acoustic and electric guitars. Alan Smallwood was on keyboards. Mark Egan, founding member of Pat Metheny Group, on bass, fretless of course, and Dave Weckl on drums. Dave was a founding member of the Chick Corea Electric Band, who debuted in 86, along with the Olsen Twins. Chuck Loeb, Mitch Foreman's bandmate from Metro, is next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri.
Good afternoon, WCWP.
On 88.1 FM, LIU Public Radio.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Like When You Were Mine, this song harkens back to my Mike Chimeri show days. Ebop by Chuck Loeb. David Benoit on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown theme from Here's to You, Charlie Brown, 50 Great Years in 2000, the soundtrack to the CBS TV special of the same name, the last special to air on CBS before ABC picked up the Peanuts broadcasting rights. Like Better Days Ahead by Pat Metheny, Charlie Brown theme was a trio song with David on piano, Christian McBride on acoustic bass, and Peter Erskine on drums, a traditional trio, one instrument each. Before that, Chuck Loeb with Ebop, as in eBay, the second title track of the night from 2003. Ebop was a trio song, but like fellow guitarist Pat Metheny, it's a trio with embellishments. Chuck Loeb on guitars, keyboards, synth bass, and drum and percussion programming. Zach Danziger on drum fills, additional drum and percussion programming, and sound design. And Tony Kadlik on trumpet and flugelhorn. Hour one will end with guitarist Jeff Golub. But first, a medley by Kenny G that includes Peter Erskine on drums. Fly Me to the Moon and You Make Me Feel So Young.
Sing
Support for WCWP comes from Main Street Board Game Cafe. Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Hour 2 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour 1 ended with Jeff Golub and yet another cover, Manteca by Dizzy Gillespie from Out of the Blue in 1999, his solo debut after leaving Avenue Blue. Jeff was on electric guitar, Philippe Sace on piano, Ricky Peterson, heard earlier with David Sanborn, on Hammond B3 organ, Tony Levin on electric bass, Steve Ferrone on drums, percussion by Richie Flores, trumpet soloing a la Diz by Rick Braun, and the horn section of Jim Hines on trumpet and flugelhorn, Michael Davis on trombone, and Tim Reese on saxophones. Before that, a medley by Kenny G with horns and an orchestra. Fly Me to the Moon and You Make Me Feel So Young from Kenny's 2006 album, I'm in the Mood for Love, the most romantic melodies of all time. The two melodies herein were Frank Sinatra standards. Fly Me was written by Bart Howard and You Make Me by Mac Gordon and Joseph Miro. Kenny G was on tenor sax, Dennis Budimir on acoustic guitar, Chuck Berghofer on acoustic bass, Peter Erskine back on drums, and Randy Waldman played piano and arranged and conducted the orchestra and horns. The cover streak continues as Hour 2 begins with the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio's take on Careless Whisper by George Michael, and Delvon also plays a Hammond B3. FM and WCWP.org. Pieces of a Dream with Feeling Good and So Young from Fired Up, which came out on October 15th, 2021, the day homecoming weekend began here on WCWP. Feeling Good was written by Tony Watson Jr., tenor sax, Chris Harris, acoustic and electric guitars like Chiele Minucci, and Curtis Harmon, all other instruments. James Lloyd, a founding member of Pieces with Curtis 45 years ago, had a piano solo. Before that, the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio with a cover of George Michael's Careless Whisper from I Told You So, whose street date was January 29th of this year. It was a George Michael solo song, but he wrote it with his Wham! Partner, Andrew Ridgely. On the DLO3 version, Delvon played organ, Jimmy James was on only electric guitar, and Grant Schroff on drums. In between I Told You So and Fired Up, though closer to Fired Up, guitarists Larry Carlton and Paul Brown put out Soul Searchin'. The song you're about to hear from that album isn't Keep On Truckin', but rather Keep Truckin' On. This time the percussion solo wasn't faded out. That's Larry Carlton and Paul Brown on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Keep Truckin' On from Soul Searchin', released on September 24th, a week after Lawson Rollins, Herb Alpert, and coming up later, Vincent Ingala. 80% of the personnel on Keep Truckin' On wrote the song. Larry Carlton, lead guitar, Paul Brown, lead and rhythm guitar and keyboards, Shane Theriault, drum programming, and Kenneth Gradney, an unrelated Kenny G on bass. Non-writer Lenny Castro handled percussion, especially at the end. Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band hits the ground running next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, it's Jamie. I'll be hosting the rock show Sunday nights 10 p.m. to midnight on WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band with Hit the Ground Running.
this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Ryan hosted Randomize and Customize, which led into the Mike Shamiri Show at one point. You just heard Ken, not Kenny, Navarro on Layers Upon Layers of Guitars with Kings and Queens from Ruby Lane in 2014. That's a tribute to the widows of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Bobby Kennedy, Coretta Scott King and Ethel Kennedy, nay Skakel. Before that, Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, PHAT, with Hit the Ground Running from Act Your Age in 2008. Hit the Ground Running featured Eric Marienthal, Dave Weckl's Chick Corea Electric Band mate, on alto sax, and included Gordon himself on electric piano, plus writing, arranging, and conducting Jeff Driscoll on tenor sax, Jay Mason on baritone sax, Wayne Bergeron on trumpet, Andy Martin on trombone, Andrew Sinewick on electric guitar, Bernie Dressel on drums, and percussion by Brad Dutz. Speaking of tenor sax, batting third in this segment is Richard Elliott with the lesser-known superhero Retro Boy.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. Love it.
A retro liner for Retro Boy by Richard Elliott from Rock Steady in 2009, as in the Aretha Franklin song, which the title track is. Retro Boy looks to retro music for inspiration, but my version of Retro Boy also collects video games. Retro Boy was written by Richard on tenor sax and Rick Braun on keyboards this time, not trumpet. Dwight Sills was on guitar, Nate Phillips on bass, Ricky Lawson on drums, and percussion by Luis Conte, who has the same initials as fellow percussionist Lenny Castro, LC. The retro aesthetic carries into the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri, which is tonight's last. Stick around for that.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamiri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Jay Marabili would love this. Vincent Ngala's cover of Disco Sax by Houston Person. Who's a person?
Hey, it's Jay Marabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shamiri.
Jay's DFK show was another lead-in of mine back in the day. In fact, it was my first lead-in. Dan Siegel with his composition Some Time Ago from Faraway Place, which came out digitally not too long ago, July 30th, 2021. Dan was on piano, accordion, and keyboards, Alan Hines on acoustic and electric guitars like Chiele Minucci and Chris Harris, Abe Laboriel on electric bass, Vinny Colaiuta on drums with a marching rhythm, and percussion a second time by Lenny Castro. The hymn choir at the end of the song was Dan Siegel, Alan Hines, and Tom McCauley. Before that, Vincent Ngala was the latest tonight to play most of the instruments on a song, a cover of Houston Person's Disco Sax, written by Jimmy Roach, from Fire and Desire, Fire and Desired Up, hitting the market on September 17th, alongside Lawson Rollins and Herb Alpert. Vincent's instruments on Disco Sax included tenor sax, electric guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. Walt Johnson played the trumpets, plural. The penultimate song of the night is by guitarist Chris Standring, the second song with an orchestra, but no horns. On Green Dolphin Street. Chris Standring on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with On Green Dauphin Street from Wonderful World, whose street date was September 3rd, 2 weeks before Lawson, Vincent, and Herb. Sounds like a law firm. On Green Dauphin Street was the theme to the 1947 film Green Dauphin Street. Chris's version had him on electric guitar, Darek Oleshkovich on acoustic bass, Harvey Mason, Chuck Loeb's four-play bandmate, on drums, and an orchestra arranged and conducted by Jeff Gascoigne. Our last song tonight, by Willie Bradley, is the third title track of the night. It's My Time, from an album that came out on July 2nd. Willie wrote the title track and plays trumpet and flugelhorn like the unrelated Cindy Bradley and Herb Alpert. James Lloyd returns on piano and keyboards. Mo Whitsitt on additional keyboards. Joe Foster on guitar. Craig Shepard, spelled differently from Bob, on electric bass. And Jeff Kennedy, not Kennedy, on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. It's My Time by Willie Bradley means it's my time to go. So long.